This is Jay Sekulow, momentum building for the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Toby Mack.
I'm Bart Millard from Mercy Me.
I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
I'm Julia Ross from Everlife.
Hey, this is James Arnold Taylor.
In September 2012, American pastor Saeed Abedini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran.
Since then, he's been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons.
His charges? Sharing his Christian faith.
Sharing his Christian faith.
Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran.
Please help us share his story. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Help us reach 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights.
Your signature could save a life.
Your signature could save a life.
Your signature could save a life.
Your signature could save Saeed's life.
Your signature could save a life.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Please join us as we petition and
pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Share this story with hashtag Save Saeed.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We got a bunch of really important news, a lot of important news for you today. You're going to be hearing from Nagme, the wife of Pastor Saeed Abedini, in this broadcast. You're also going to be hearing from a number of Christian and country artists that are lending their support. Yesterday, the Save Saeed hashtag actually trended on Twitter. I think it reached number two, according to our guys here in our media office. So we are starting to see global support. And the timing of that's important because there's going to be coming up very soon a very critical hearing at the United Nations. I can't give you the details of that right now, but I will tell you that it is going to be significant involving Pastor Saeed Abedini. Let me also give you a quick update on the Chuck Hagel nomination. There are reports today by my good friend Andy McCarthy. He's a former U.S. attorney who tried the blind sheik Abul Rahman back in 1999 and 2000 for the 1993 attacks on the World Trade Center, the first time they tried it. He thinks, and he's quoting sources saying that Senator Chuck Hagel's nomination to be President Obama's defense secretary may already be dead. That's because of potential disclosures that are going to have speeches given by then private citizen Chuck Hagel after he left the Senate to a group called Friends of Hamas. This is just being feathered out now. We're just starting to get the information of this. But if this is proved to be true, that means Chuck Hagel's nomination, in my personal view, is doomed. So we're going to watch that very closely. Let me tell you all this, and I want to thank the Christian music industry and also some in the country music industry that are coming to the aid of Pastor Saeed Abedini. Let me play for you first Bart Millard, of course, one of the leads at Mercy Me. Here's his message to Pastor Saeed.
Hey, Saeed, this is Bart from Mercy Me, and we are praying with everything that we have that you are home free and soon. We don't understand why things happen the way that they do, but we know and believe with all of our heart, as you do, that God has never once stepped off his throne. He's never once turned his back on you. And I just pray that he gets his glory through this. I pray he gets his glory through you coming home to be with your family and just keeping him the center of attention through this whole process. We're fighting for you, and we won't give up until something changes, until you're free.
That kind of fortitude, by the way, is what is going to do it here. That's what's going to keep Pastor Saeed alive. That's Bart Millard, of course, from Mercy Me in the Christian music industry. Then we've got Ricky Skaggs, one of the best-known, well-known bluegrass artists in the world and a good friend of ours. Here's what he had to say to Pastor Saeed.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, we're praying for your release. We're praying for your strength. But more than anything, we're praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit to just come around you right now and just give you strength, give you courage, give you hope. We love you. God bless you, my brother.
All right, folks, we're going to have a lot more ahead, including Nagme, the wife of Pastor Saeed, coming right up soon. Let me encourage you, if you've not yet signed on to the petition, go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. I also want to thank Fox News, Rick Fallbaum today. Jordan was on being interviewed. Listen to what he had to say, number 21.
There's a Twitter hashtag that you're promoting for folks who want to get more information about this case. It's the hashtag sign Save Saeed on Twitter for people to get the very latest on that.
Very good, folks. You do the same. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
I'm John Cooper from the band Skillet. Join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org.
You know, folks, Skillet's one of Pastor Saeed's favorite bands, favorite Christian bands. And we've been working because of our office in Tennessee and where the Christian music industry is kind of headquartered with a lot of those bands, a lot of those musicians, to get them speaking out and get them informed, because they're willing to help if you give them the information. And that's so key. I was on an interview with Kevin Max from DC Talk and Audio Adrenaline. He said the same thing when we were being interviewed together. It's all about just getting to them. They're on tour. They've got a lot of things coming at them. They're on stage every night. But if you can get them the information, ask them and tell them how it will actually help. And we know with this story why it's so important. Again, you can go to SaveSaeed.org. That's SAEED.org to see these videos. That'll be a video as well we'll be posting later on today with some new ones as well. But they're, again, a great resource, SaveSaeed.org. Nagme Abedini, Pastor Saeed's wife, is joining us now. And Nagme, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you first, Nagme, the question that you answered in the statement we put out yesterday about your husband's visit with his family in Iran, and basically asking them if people were still fighting to secure his release and to get him home to you and the children. What was your reaction to that? Because it's a change in tone, certainly, from how he has communicated in the past to his family and to you.
My first reaction was that I wept, and it was very emotional that to make sure that we're doing all we can to get him out and to let him know he's not forgotten. And it's just, I know that the guards there try to take away hope from him and say that no one cares about you. You're going to be serving here. You're never going to see your family again. And so I know it's just a mind game, but that it broke my heart that he's in that prison, and really motivated me to do what even more than I have been doing, do whatever I can to get the word out and to get him out and let him know he's not forgotten.
Nagme, let me ask you this question. This is Jay Sekula. We've got a large audience that's listening to us right now, and I want them to hear directly from you, because as we're trying to galvanize support around the globe for this, I think about you and your two children, and I want you to talk about that for a moment. What's going on with the kids? How are they dealing with this, and the reality of how you're dealing with it? Because we're talking a lot about Saeed, but I know the emotional toll on you has got to be significant here.
Yes, he's the biggest part of our family. He's the father, the dad, and as a wife, the one person that, as I'm sure many of the listeners know, you go to your spouse, you talk to them, and you discuss with them all the things happening and make decisions with them. And for me, it's all of a sudden I'm put into being a single mom, and my heart goes out to all the single parents out there. It's very hard and very emotional dealing with the everyday things and also with the emotions and the kids also. It's, imagine, I know many people have fathers or mothers who travel, and how they can see how emotional it gets for the kids when the parent has gone for a week or a few days. And imagine my kids haven't seen him since June. And so it's very emotional. They see other kids with their parents, and they see that they're missing a dad. And they desperately miss him, and every day is a very long time for them. And it's taken an emotional toll on our family, and we're just praying and wanting him back home with our family.
Folks, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to Nagme, to go ahead and sign this petition, which over 126,000 of you have done so online, and another probably 30,000 over the phone, so probably 150,000. Our goal is 300,000 here. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me also say this, folks, as we've got Nagme on the phone, I want her to hear this as well. We are getting an outpouring of support from the Christian music industry. Jordan mentioned that earlier. Stephen Curtis Chapman was at our media center yesterday recording a spot for Saeed. Skillet, the band Skillet's lead singer and their team, just recorded one that we just got the audio on that moments ago. Ricky Skaggs, the famous bluegrass and country singer, has also done a spot. Kevin Max, former lead singer of DC Talk and now lead singer of Audio Adrenaline, he has done a spot, and on the list goes. I mean, this is gaining global support, and it's encouraging to see this. But again, I want to thank the community that is coming out to show their support for your husband, and I know it means a lot to you as well. Jordan, I'll let you take it from here.
Sure. One thing that we know, and we've talked about, and we talked about it on air before, and I did want to tell you, I didn't even know if we were able to communicate it to you, when we talk about the news coverage, the media coverage, getting out the best information possible to all these American people and people around the world that care so much about your husband's situation and want to get him home. And Fox News is going to be covering again tomorrow. They just emailed me because they had a new story up on their website because of the visit he had with the family, the appeal being filed. All of this attention helps Nagme, and you've talked about that, helps maybe make his health and keeping him in a better condition than he would be, because Iran knows that whatever happens to him or whatever they do, it's not going to be forgotten, as if they're trying to get across to him, but that people will find out about it and they'll know exactly what's happened.
Exactly. I appreciate everything happening to get the word out, especially with Fox News and now with the music artists. That Saeed's greatest passion was worship and prayer. So getting Christian music and advocating for him and all these avenues of getting the word out and making sure he knows that he's not forgotten. And the more the government tries to silence, the Iranian government tries to silence it and tries to make him forgotten, the more we need to speak out and make sure they know he's not forgotten. And we are watching them, that they are committing a crime against with the human rights, his freedom of religion, and we are standing up as a nation, but also all over the world as people that care about human rights and care about that Saeed is in there because he loves Jesus.
You know, folks, that is why we asked you to do everything you can. You can go to savesaeed.org. You can musicians that you're hearing, by the way, folks, you'll be able to. Again, see all these videos. There are already videos up from lead singer Audio Adrenaline, Kevin Max, and from DC. He's from DC Talk, of course. He's done interviews. We've gone on radio stations and talked about this, not just doing the videos. We've got lots of different. It's going to appeal to everybody. There's going to be someone with a video there that will appeal to you or your family or your friends, the people you stay in contact with most. So take that video. Take that artist, as Nagme was saying, who is best for your group. For, who people your friends and family would appreciate, or who you're sending it to, or maybe one's better for your teenage kids, one's better for your your brother or your daughter-in-law. Send it that way, and use it, because it's an easy way to just get the story out in a different way, and that's the goal. That is the goal, ultimately, is to share and get more people involved in this to bring Saeed home. You can do that at SaveSaeed.org as well. And Nagme, a question for you, a final question for you, as we've been talking about all of these different issues, the appeal that has been filed, just to update people as well, and the phone calls. I'll go back to this as well. I don't want to get into great detail any more than we did in our statement that we released, but I wanted to hear your kind of reaction to this, that there looks like there may be a way, not for sure, but a way to work around that phone ban because of the situation where you're not able to be in Iran and even go to that weekly visitation, nor your kids. So what would it mean to be able to hear his voice again? And what do you think it would mean to him? I just want to get your reaction to that, because sometimes it's hard for people to understand how important that phone call could be.
It's very important to our family, for me, but especially for the kids there. That was their one connection, knowing Daddy was still okay. That was the few minutes they had with him. They knew, okay, he's somewhere, he's in prison, but he's okay. We can hear his voice. And also for him, that he desperately longed to hear the kid's voice and my voice. And that was his one thing he looked forward to once a month, to hear our voice and to just tell the kids, encourage them to continue waiting. And he would say, I'm proud of you for being so patient. So it's that phone call. We don't get to see him. That phone call is very important to our family, to at least have some connection with him from here.
You know, we've got Nagme. I wanted to play this for you before you dropped it. And folks, you can help out again by calling 877-989-2255. A brand new petition answering Saeed's question, is anyone out there still working for me? Because you know what's happened just a week, you know, being cut off again from his wife and not being able to even hear that voice, that reassurance. Now he was reassured by his family. Stephen Curtis Chapman is got a video coming on our website, SaveSaeed.org, soon. But he recorded a message directly to Saeed, for Saeed. Take a listen, folks.
Pastor Saeed, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. Brother, we are praying for you, doing everything that we can here in the U.S., and I'm thankful, I'm grateful to get to be just a small part of helping share your story. Bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I look forward to meeting you face-to-face, shaking your hand, hugging you, and doing work together in caring for orphans of the world. So we're praying for you. Bless you, brother.
Nagme, I wanted you to hear that. We'll talk to you again soon, and we'll ask everybody to pray for you. Thank you, Nagme, for calling in today and being with us live.
Thank you, Jay and Jordan. I appreciate it. God bless you all.
Folks, we'll be right back. Call 877-989-2255. SaveSaeed.org to see those videos.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline. In September 2012, American pastor Saeed Abedini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran. Since then, he has been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons. His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran. Help us share his story. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org. Help us reach 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights. Your signature could save Saeed's life. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org. Share this story with hashtag SaveSaeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Listen, just moments before we went live on air, Jordan went on Fox TV to give the latest update on Pastor Saeed's case, and we're going to play that interview for you in just a minute here. But I want you to pay really close attention during this interview to a point that Jordan makes talking about the new level of engagement that we hope to have from the State Department under the new Secretary of State, John Kerry. John Kerry had his confirmation hearing there before the Senate, and one of the things that we were fortunate to be able to have happen is Senator Marco Rubio from Florida submitted a question for the record, and then now Secretary John Kerry asked and for the first time specifically called for the release of Pastor Saeed. Of course, we've had others in the government do it. Jay Carney has done it, Victoria Nuland. But Secretary Clinton had never done that. So this was very, very significant. The leader of the State Department specifically calling for Pastor Saeed's release for the very first time. Now that Secretary Kerry is on the job, Senator Rubio continues to be engaged, as do other members of Congress. By the way, we're going to have some Democrats on board next week calling for largely the same thing. But Senator Rubio has continued to be engaged. We're hoping to see actions start to back up those words from Secretary Kerry. We're very grateful for his position on this, and now we're trying to help him, guide him to what he can actually do to help this. So, again, just moments before we went on air, Jordan went on Fox TV to kind of give the latest updates. I want you to pay attention to that angle of the conversation, but then there's also some other updates in here as well. So, again, this is Jordan on Fox TV just moments before live air.
Plus, new information about the American pastor that was sentenced to 8 years in a notorious Iranian prison. He was sentenced for being a Christian. Why he now fears supporters have abandoned him.
Keeping him illegally for 5 months and torturing him and being in such a horrific prison, 8 years is a death sentence. Anything can happen every day.
Brand new concerns for the American pastor sentenced to 8 years in a notoriously tough Iranian prison. Pastor Saeed Abedini's family says that he's being tortured and that he's being psychologically abused, and he's losing all hope of ever being able to return home to his family. Jordan Sekulow is executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, the group leading the international effort to bring the pastor home. Tell us about his state. What kind of information are you getting that leads you to believe he's being tortured?
Sure. Well, his lawyer, when the day he was convicted, which was the 27th of January, his lawyer said, listen, he looked horrible, and he wanted to communicate that message to Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, who's here in the United States with their six-year-old daughter and four-year-old son. He's an American citizen here, and he just said, listen, he sounds all right. His mental health seems good. His spirit seemed like he's still in it for the fight and understands people around the world are trying to get him out, and that's how you get out of this situation,
right?
Back to your family. But this past Monday, his family was able to do their weekly brief visitation. We're talking minutes, not 10 minutes, under that. And for the first time, they said he was really fearful and a little bit apprehensive and kept asking, and this was only within a week, are people still doing anything for me? Mm. Are people still out there? It's been 1 month since he's been able to hear his wife's voice or his daughter's voice.
Explain
so
for people.
I think
people,
the mental side is getting there too.
How could it not? Explain for people, Jordan. This is an Iranian man who converted to Christianity and became an American citizen. And we see these pictures of him that we've been showing. He looks like your typical American dad, pictures of him with his kids. He left his wife and children here in the States, though, to go back to Iran to do what?
To build an orphanage. And he had actually made an agreement back in 2009 with the Iranian government that if he was going to continue going back and forth to see his family and do any humanitarian work, it could not be Christian. So he couldn't be out there building house churches or setting those up. And he agreed. he said, you know, part of his duty, he believed, to his faith, was to go there and build this orphanage. He was getting Iran's final approval. So he was going through the bureaucratic process. That's why he was on this trip. His wife wasn't worried about it. His kids have been there before. That's where his parents are, his brothers and sisters. They live in Iran. And so this wasn't an unusual trip for him, nor was he some kind of zealot trying to make a political point or religious point for that matter. And yet still he is treated as a national security threat. And the charge was he's a national security threat because he worked with house churches back in the early 2000s.
And because he was allegedly trying to convert young Muslim men to Christianity, which is a threat, to the leadership of that country. Talk to us about response here in the States. We have a new Secretary of State fresh on the job. President Obama, I think Jake Carney the other day said that the president condemns what Iran is doing in regards to the pastor. But what kind of a reaction, what kind of a response and effort are you seeing on the part of the U.S. government to help get this man freed and brought back home?
You know, the day that John Kerry was confirmed by the U.S. Senate, he did more than our past Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had done for Pastor Saeed, an American citizen, the entire 6 months we've been, or now close to 7 months, that we've been representing the family here in the United States, trying to work with the State Department by following up on a question Senator Rubio asked, and he deserves credit as well for focusing attention on Pastor Saeed. And Senator Rubio submitted a written question saying, what will you do? And Senator Kerry at the time, now Secretary of State, said, I call for his immediate release. We will do more. And I know that Senator Rubio is working on that as well. He's going to make sure that the Secretary of State promised him that, and that's going to follow up. And we've seen a change. I will tell you that just in that brief transition. A full week.
I'm glad to hear that. There's a Twitter hashtag that you're promoting for folks who want to get more information about this case. It's the hashtag sign Save Saeed on Twitter for people to get the very latest on that. Jordan Sekulow, best of luck in your efforts. Keep us posted, will you?
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Again, that was Jordan Sekulow on Fox TV just moments before we went live talking about Secretary John Kerry's new engagement on this issue. Hopefully the new direction that we're going to chart over at the State Department, sort of a reset chance for them. You know, the honest truth is it was far too hard to get Secretary Clinton in the previous State Department to engage at the proper level for a U.S. citizen, Pastor Saeed. Secretary Kerry, with the help of Senator Rubio, seems to be charting a better course, and that certainly should be the case. Of course, you've got a U.S. citizen who's in a very abusive prison, Evin prison there in Iran, who's been called hell on earth. You know, he's been denied medication for injuries that come as a result of his physical torture. Obviously, he's had the psychological abuse as well. The guards telling him that people have forgotten about him, that nobody is advocating for his release. Of course, that is not true. We continue to engage on his behalf, and we ask you to stand with us. As always, that number, if you want to be a part of that effort, 877-989-2255. Folks, every day that goes by could be Saeed's last. We can't let that happen. Call now, 877-989-2255. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes, so stay tuned, but call now, 877-989-2255.
I'm John Cooper from the band Skillet. Join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org.
The ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global. With this conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. SaveSaeed.org is now up as well. And let me encourage you, that is a separate site we've established for Saeed Abedini. And we've had great support from the Christian music industry. People like Stephen Curtis Chapman. People in the country music industry like Ricky Skaggs. And on it goes. You're going to be hearing from some others, the guys from Skillet, in just a little bit as well. So we're trying to build basically a viral movement around the globe, and we're thinking of every possible alternative to keep this front and center. And I am very grateful, and I need to say this, first of all, to the Christian radio stations that are carrying this broadcast. Thank you. Couldn't do this without you, no doubt about it. That's number one. Number two, Fox News. Let me tell you something, folks. You're worried about how these stories are going to get handled in the media. Will they get coverage? That's how you build support. Believe me, in Iran, they're monitoring these news agencies, including Fox. Jordan got the call during the break that he's going to be on Fox News on this tomorrow, discussing Pastor Saeed. That's important. I mean, I'll be on Fox, this afternoon, but I'm not discussing. They're not asking me about Pastor Saeed. They're asking Jordan about that. I'll be dealing with other issues this afternoon on Megyn Kelly's program. But the point is, we've got to keep this front and center, and because of you, the stations you're listening to, and Fox News, and Christian television, we're able to do just that. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's get a phone call here, Jordan.
Yeah, Robert calling in from Maryland on line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing, Jordan?
Good.
How you doing, Jay?
Great.
I want to ask the both of you, in your opinion, why hasn't the President of the United States, Barack Obama, gotten directly involved in this particular case with Pastor Saeed Abedini, as he did, I believe, in the situation with Youssef Nardakhani?
Let me play what Jay Carney said about, and that's the president's spokesperson, then Jordan will give you the particulars, but I think it'd be good for you to hear. This is what the president was asked a question. By the way, this is a Fox News reporter asked this question consistently and finally got an answer from the White House. Remember, this is the White House spokesperson. It's the spokesperson for the president. Here's what they said.
Well, we are deeply disappointed that Saeed Abedini has been sentenced to 8 years in prison in Iran on a charge related to his religious beliefs. Mr. Abedini's attorney had only one day to present his defense, so we remain deeply concerned about the fairness and transparency of his trial. We condemn Iran's continued violation of the universal right of freedom of religion, and we call on the Iranian authorities to release Mr. Abedini.
Now, let me tell you, to get that statement out of the White House, this didn't take an hour or two. 6 months. Go ahead, Jordan. Get Bill and everybody.
Six months. We've been working with the State Department within, I think it was 72 hours that he was arrested or taken off this bus by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, disappeared for a while. So literally Nagmeh called and the State Department said, I don't know where my husband is in Iran. He's disappeared. His family there doesn't know. They said, sorry, can't help you. Let us know. Keep us informed when you get information. And so since that point, it was back in July, we've been working with the family, represent the family here in the United States. His wife will be joining us the next segment of the broadcast live to react to the latest news about his meeting with his Iranian family. And so, again, folks, when we kind of, I think, just take a step back and realize it takes a lot of work to get these statements. It shouldn't. It shouldn't be that an Iranian pastor who is not an American citizen gets more work done on his behalf and public more public statements, less concern, a lot quicker, less dragging of the feet, really. And even more people who just said, how can we do it? Let us know what's the best thing to do. That was Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. Got a lot more work done for him by the U.S. government than a U.S. citizen who's in a kind of similar situation has for him.
All right, we're going to be joined in the next segment of the broadcast by Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife, Nagmeh. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, folks. We've got a global effort going on here. You can sign on to this petition urging and encouraging world institutions to call for his release and let this pastor know we're still praying for him and thinking about him. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, let me encourage you to visit a site. We set up this to reach the world. SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org, SAEED.org. You'll see videos posted there from some well-known Christian celebrities, people in the country music industry as well, that are coming to help Saeed. You can also go to ACLJ.org and call us at 877-989-2255.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
I'm Bart Millard from Mercy Me. In September 2012, American pastor Saeed Abedini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran. Since then, he has been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons. His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran. Help us share his story. Sign a petition at SaveSaeed.org. Help us reach 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner of Human Rights. Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org. Share this story with hashtag Save Saeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekula Live. Listen, one of the things that we've been asking you to do for Pastor Saeed's case is really make it personal. Think about what would you do if your family was in this situation. And one of the things that's been really neat to see has been the music industry doing just that. What we're going to play for you now is a clip of several musicians, everybody from Toby Mac to Kevin Max, Ricky Skaggs, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Mercy Me, a wide variety of artists who have really made this personal. They have recorded personal calls for Pastor Saeed's release. They are working to make this happen. They are asking their fans, the people who attend their concerts, to engage. So take a listen to all of these artists who have engaged on Pastor Saeed's behalf.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline and DC Talk, and I just want to say one of the things that I'm hugely honored by is the fact that Pastor Saeed enjoyed our music. I heard, you know, on the day that he was basically arrested, he had been listening to God's Not Dead, which is a song that I sang on for the Newsboys. And I've heard from his wife and other people that he was a big DC Talk fan and Audio Adrenaline fan. It's an honor that he liked our music, but I also think it makes me feel a little bit better that he's got some songs in there inside of his head that he can go to and that can give him, you know, some strength and give him some resolve in this really horrific scenario that he's in. If there's a message that I could give Pastor Saeed, it would be just to know that not only is God on your side, which you know, and not only is he going to bring you out of this horrific situation, but there are hundreds of thousands of people that are behind you as well. And I'm speaking specifically about me and my friends that have watched this story unfold. We're constantly praying for you. And we're trying to put as many messages as we can get up in social media to raise awareness. And I hope to see you back safely very soon. And hopefully we'll be able to hang out and do a concert and maybe get you out to one of our shows in the near future.
I'm Toby Mack. Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
There was a man from the desert went out to his head. The sand that he walked was also his bed. The words that he spoke made the people assume there wasn't too much left.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, this is Toby Mack. Me and my family, and I have a big one, 5 kids. We will be praying every night for your release. We got you.
Hey, Saeed, this is Bart for Mercy Me, and we are praying with everything that we have that you are home free and soon. We don't understand why things happen the way that they do, but we know and believe with all of our heart, as you do, that God has never once stepped off his throne. He's never once turned his back on you.
I've been the one to shake with fear and wonder if you're even.
And I just pray that he gets his glory through this. I pray he gets his glory through you coming home to be with your family and just keeping him the center of attention through this whole process. We're fighting for you, and we won't give up until something changes, until you're free.
You're the one who calls out kings. You shut the mouths of lions. You tear the dead to breathe. You're the one who walks the fire. You take the orphan's head. You are the one Messiah.
You know I can't ignore.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, I'm Ricky Skaggs. We're praying for your release. We're praying for your strength. But more than anything, we're praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit to just come around you right now and just give you strength, give you courage, give you hope. We love you. God bless you, my brother.
Nothing beats a family. No, nothing beats a family.
Pastor Saeed, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. Brother, we are praying for you, doing everything that we can here in the U.S., and I'm thankful, grateful to get to be just a small part of helping share your story. I am especially grateful for your commitment to do the true religion of caring for orphans. As we have experienced, the Chapman family, through walking through some very, very dark days. Truly, our enemy, the enemy of all things that show the heart of our Father, and I don't think there's anything like caring for orphans that touches the heart of God. But I also, and we've experienced it on so many levels, there's nothing that makes the enemy more angry and the enemy comes against. But as we have learned, and as I know you know, we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us, through the Father to the fatherless, who has come for us. And so we're going to continue to pray for you. We're going to continue to pray that God will put his protection over your family. And ultimately, we know the end of the story, and we know the day that's coming when there won't be orphans anymore and no more prisons. Until that day, though, we're going to be praying and standing with you and with your family. Bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I look forward to meeting you face to face, shaking your hand, hugging you, and doing work together in caring for orphans of the world. So we're praying for you. Bless you, brother.
He is our Father.
Hey, this is James Arnold Taylor, the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi on Star Wars The Clone Wars, Johnny Test, and many more. And I'm always encouraging all of you to inspire others to reach your dreams and change the world. Well, you can change the world right now by doing something very simple. Go to SaveSaeed.org and sign our petition. Saeed Aboudini is a pastor who is imprisoned in Iran for simply sharing his Christian faith. Please go to SaveSaeed.org. Please sign our petition. We need 300,000 signatures. And your work could help save a life. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Again, folks, what a powerful example of musicians who have taken the call, the biblical mandate to care for the fatherless to heart. Toby Mac, Kevin Max, Ricky Skaggs, Mercy Me, and a wide variety of others really engaging that biblical mandate. And, folks, I've told you this before, but this is something that I have done with my wife and children when we pray for Pastor Saeed. We've thought about how the fact that this could easily be us. I'm about Pastor Saeed's age. I have three young children. He has two young children. I peacefully practice my faith in Jesus Christ, but yet Pastor Saeed is in an Iranian prison simply because he believes just as I do, just as our family does. Folks, we have to do what those musicians have done. We have to stand up. We have to be Pastor Saeed's voice, whether it's to the United States government, whether it's to world leaders, or whether it's just to our friends and family. You know, I think about not being able to hear my kids' voice, or for them to hear my voice, or to speak to my wife for a period of 8 years in an abusive prison. That is not acceptable. We've got to stand up for Pastor Saeed. Call now, 877-989-2255. Of course, you can also go to ACLJ.org, but call now, 877-989-2255. Stand in the gap for Pastor Saeed.
In September of 2012, American pastor Saeed Aboudini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran. Since then, he has been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons. His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran. Help us share his story. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org. Help us reach 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner of Human Rights. Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed. I'm John Schneck from Reliant K. Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org. Share this story with hashtag Save Saeed.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Aboudini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, tonight, Pastor Saeed. We're praying for your release. We're praying for your strength. But more than anything, we're praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit to just come around you right now and just give you strength, give you courage, give you hope. We love you. God bless you, my brother.
That's our good friend Ricky Skaggs, who's been a real champion for us with Pastor Saeed. He's been very helpful in getting others in the music industry to come alongside. There's going to be a major release on our SaveSaeed.org site. I encourage you to go there and check it out at SaveSaeed.org. Folks, we're taking your phone calls as well on all whole host of topics in Washington. So 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, I'm scheduled to be on Fox News' Judge Dineen's program on Saturday night on the issue of the drones and all the controversy surrounding that issue. So we'll give you information. We'll post that out as well. But again, check the SaveSaeed.org website out and call us if you've got questions at 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another full half hour. So if you don't get us on SiriusXM, just go to ACLJ.org. We're going to go right back to our phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Lou in Washington State, online too. Lou, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, my call. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Off the front line.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a comment that, you know, there was a time not that long ago that if you were ever to take an American citizen and beat him and throw him in prison, I mean, unless he did something horrific like cold-blooded murder, they sent in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, those days are gone. In fact, from the Benghazi hearings today, I mean, Leon Panetta, I don't think we have the soundbite on this, I don't think, but Leon Panetta said, hey, listen, the Marines can't be the police of every embassy. Well, really, you know what's so interesting here, folks, and this is a little bit of an aside from this. It's ironic to me that the President of the United States would not use the word that we're in a war on terror. Didn't want that in the vocabulary. Terror, remember, isn't a state of war, it's a state of mind. Remember that nonsense? When you look at the justification for the drone attacks, and by the way, I get the drone attack issue. I understand why the president needs authority. I mean, you got to have checks and balances. But then they call it we're in a state of war with Al-Qaeda. You know, you can't get it both ways. Now, on Iran and the hostage taking, you know, we almost need a view, Jordan. I think that's a fair assessment from Lou that we've got a hostage, except he's a hostage in a brutal prison. He's not held up in an embassy.
Unfortunately, though, so far our own government has not viewed it that way. Now, that could change under Secretary Kerry, but they have viewed it as, well, they're treating him as a citizen of Iran. That's why the Swiss embassy is not able to visit and check on him and see how he's doing. So, you know, folks, what we need to do right now is realize the situation where we've got a unique opportunity, a stronger Secretary of State, at least out of the gates, someone who has, I think, got a little bit more respect, more relationships overseas, and maybe willing to just take an extra step further, and that was part of the agreement probably with the president, in this second term when you don't have to have everything so manufactured, I would say, because you're not running for re-election. And I think we have a lot of hope in John Kerry, not just because of John Kerry himself, but because of people like Senator Marco Rubio, who are working very hard on making sure that John Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry, does everything he pledged to do before he was confirmed that day in those statements. And so far, Than, that is moving forward. I mean, it's this first week on the job. There's a lot of issues at stake. But we've heard tough rhetoric on Hezbollah, tough rhetoric on the EU not labeling and making Hezbollah a terrorist organization. At the same time, we got Chuck Hagel, who agrees with that view of the EU.
Yeah, no, I would say two things on this. First of all, there's no excuse for the previous actions of the State Department. This is a U.S. citizen. We should have been at the table long, long ago. But you're right, Jordan. There is reason for optimism going forward. And I'll just say a couple of things. First of all, we're going to be able to announce very, very shortly, can't do it right now, but a very strong bipartisan effort in the House and the Senate. They're going to have significant Democrats that are going to come to Pastor Saeed's aid. They're going to call for his release. They're going to do it very soon. And you mentioned the other thing, Jordan.
That's huge. I want folks to understand. We start getting bipartisan support here. This is huge. Again, this is why these petition matters. Go ahead, Than.
Very, very significant. But here's the other point. The new secretary, John Kerry, Jordan mentioned this. He has personally called for Saeed's release, but he continues to work with Senator Rubio. And I have to give Senator Rubio a lot of credit for this because a lot of this is behind the scenes. It's not out in the public. They continue to have a dialogue about how the State Department can come forward on this. So I think we're going to see some progress there as well. We're, of course, going to expect it. We're not going to stand down until it happens. But hopefully, Senator Rubio, Senator Kerry, the new secretary over at State Department, they're going to move forward on this hopefully as soon as next week, Jay.
Well, that's encouraging. And again, folks, if you haven't signed on this petition for Saeed, we're getting a lot of support for it. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me play for you. We're going to be announcing this later in the day. More well-known Christian musicians, artists are coming forward to country music as well. Let me play for you Stephen Curtis Chapman's statement to the pastor.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman. Join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
There you have it. And go to SaveSaeed.org. There's going to be a lot of good information posted there. Jordan, let's grab another phone call.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to William calling in from Georgia on line 5. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. How y'all doing?
Good.
I will be very brief with what I got to say.
Okay.
They got their saying that says where your priorities are, that's where your heart lies.
Right.
It's quite obvious to me that where the president's priorities are is definitely not on Pastor Saeed Abedini, but it's more on a guy who doesn't even have a single clue or a notion or a foundational basis behind why he doesn't support Israel and can't even explain himself when he's asked what I would see as being a fair and challenging question.
I think that's I think you said it perfect. William, the priorities are not there. Now, we are hopeful, as Than just said, that Secretary of State Kerry is going to move forward on this and his relationship with Senator Marco Rubio. That will be good. The president's press secretary has made a statement. That statement is not enough. We are mobilizing global support on the pastor's behalf, and that was, I think you said it right, priorities are in different places. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to get another call quickly in here before the break.
Yeah, we'll go right back to the phones. Let's see who's calling in right now. Let's go to Sherry calling from California on line 2. She just signed the petition. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jay and Jordan. I have a question.
Sure.
You know, when the UN went into Iraq just because they wouldn't, you know, let us in to see if they were building nuclear bombs, why is it that nobody's going into Iran when they're bragging about it and they have them and they're saying they're going to destroy Israel?
Because the fact of the matter is Iran is utilizing their oil as a weapon. I mean, that's the fact of the matter, and that's why a lot of world governments are afraid to do anything about this. And I think we've got to be realistic. This is the nature we have. But we've got developments on the ground globally that we cannot get into, folks, that are really significant. And we will be able to tell more about that in the coming days, but on Pastor Saeed's behalf. But it's a very important development. Than mentioned what's going on in Washington. These are big developments. By the way, we are 88 signatures away from breaking 191,000 signatures just online alone. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition now. Let's get over 191,000 online. And also, you could do the same thing by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Do we have time to play Kevin Mack's statement? Do we have it? Yep, they can listen. This is what Kevin Mack had to say.
I'm Kevin Mack of Audio Adrenaline. Please join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Listen, you need to stand with us for Pastor Saeed. We learned just in the last couple of days that he is being told that efforts to free him have ceased. Of course, that is not the truth. We are not going to always be able to communicate to him the efforts that we are engaging with, but we can ensure that we do what we can with our freedom, with our resources, to stand for his freedom. If you want to stand with us, call now 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global. With this conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.